Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. I'm going to get into our top story up at InfoWars.com right now. Arne Emanuel outlines plan to kill rioters in America. Warning shots will not be fired. Of course, there's a little minor footnote that talks about confiscating guns in there. Paul did a great job getting this out quick. But I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo to do one just on the gun confiscation segment. And the PDF's up there, and it ties into the re-education camps, all of it. That is coming up. Let's go to Eleanor in Missouri. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
Okay. I'm from the St. Louis area, and I think it's really important that people know and understand what's happened and what everything looks like after the FEMA police went through.
Tell folks about the police and military regular army training with the tanks on the streets. Tell us about what it's like when FEMA comes to town.
You have no windows left in your house. I'm not kidding. There are no windows left. Your house looks like a ghetto, and the whole neighborhood looks like the ghetto now. You know, and I mean, there's no windows left. There's, you know, they fire a lot of shots and shooting, so a lot of stuff's blown up.
So, ma'am, you were actually in an area where they lease houses, then don't tell you and blow them up? Because I've actually been to those. Oh, so they blew stuff up in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Everybody north of Manchester Road got pretty much everybody got a visit by the FEMA police, and they go through your house. No judge, no jury, no court order, no nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you, ma'am, because I've seen them do checkpoints, and I had the cop calling in, break down crying about it. I almost sent reporters, but there's been so many drills I didn't. You're telling me that in that North St. Louis drill that they admit they did with the police, and they told folks to stay away, you're telling me they did a gun confiscation drill? They came in your house?
Well, I don't know what they if they did if they confiscated everyone's weapons, I would imagine.
No. They only drill for it. But I'm saying, who came? Tell me, government came to houses. Tell us what happened.
Well, if you go through the area now, pretty much nothing's left. I mean, anything of any good. I mean, I saw this in Medellin when this happened too. See, most Americans haven't been through a civil war, so they don't know. I have, so I understand. I know and I understand.
Okay, ma'am. For two weeks, there were hundreds of tanks, thousands of troops running around terrorizing people, but the media would never say what they were doing. Tell us what happened.
Well, everybody in north of Manchester Road literally got a visit by the FEMA police. They literally went in their house, they went and saw what they had, confiscated whatever they wanted, you know, and the people don't know what to do. And then I heard two policemen, you know, talking outside my house about it, and they said, well, we have to do this now because by October, and I'm like, by October what? You know, no one has answered that question yet. By October what? You know, I don't know what's going on by October.
We have to go in and, man, I should have sent my reporters. I just have such a small crew right now that I didn't send them, even though I knew something special was going on up there. Well, you saw Katrina. They used it to go high and dry. Even areas that were nice had their lights on and would come in and break up and stations and steal the guns. People never got them back. They would arrest the homeowners. And this is what they're training for. Ma'am, so you're saying, I want to get your number off air. I want to call you, and I guess we're going to have to send the reporters up there, and then you can be our guide. Or maybe that police officer can be off duty and take my guys around. Maybe I need to go up there. Because if what you're saying is true, and my gut tells me most of it is, it's so horrible. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we have the female contest winner for InfoWars reporter. She wins $5,000. Jennifer Collins popping in for about 10 minutes. Then we have the male contest winner, Jakari Jackson, joining us. But she's in Ohio. He's in Oklahoma. But I'm going to interview here in the next few weeks some of the other top reporters. They were all so good. I mean, just the top 10, that was more like top 20 or 30. There were so many great people. And we're going to go through the list and find out who we can afford to get in here. Because believe me, I'd like to have 20 reporters and be able to send them to things when there's an urban warfare drill in St. Louis. And the police call in and say it's for martial law, and then we discover that they are doing gun confiscation drills, just like we saw in Katrina, but it's all building towards a head. And I'm going to get to our top story. Again, it just went up at InfoWars.com about 30 minutes ago, and Watson's headline does it justice, but it's not as bad as it is. The headline should be Army Manual Outlines plans to confiscate firearms, kill Americans. But it says, Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters in America. Warning shots will not be fired. And it goes on to say, civil disturbance, period. Which, under these federal training, they say protesting. And they go, we will not tolerate civil disobedience. Under this code, we have banned protesting or being outside. And then they couldn't find anybody to resist them in Pittsburgh, where my reporter got arrested being up on a hilltop videotaping at night at the university. G20 was over that morning. It's the university. People aren't even protesting. They're just out there, you know, at 8 o'clock at night in the university commons, and here comes police from every road marching in Darth Vader outfits because they're real men, all in their mob psychology, all wearing their mask so they can, you know, play the part of the devil. And be women on bicycles beating them with billy clubs, and they'd cry, and the cop would walk over full force and just crack it over her head. And so what if people die? You know, they had a Red Sox win, and a woman walked out of a bar, and they shot her at 2 feet away with a rubber bullet blowing her brains out. And they know it would do that. It's manly. It's like, whoa, Bob's tough around the office. Whoa, you killed a woman. You know, this is what it's all about. And don't worry, the bankers are going to kill your bank account. They're going to kill you with fluoride in the water. You're going to get to share, too. I understand. You're the tough guys. You're the winners. You're going to show America. I got it. A lot of police are waking up, but I'm just putting the line out there right now. You better decide which side you're on. This is real. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters in America. A newly leaked U.S. Army military police training manual for civil disturbance operations outlines how military assets are to be used domestically to quell riots, confiscate firearms, and even kill Americans on U.S. soil during mass civil unrest. The document, PDF, which is dated 2006 and was used for self-learning courses at the U.S. Army Military Police School at Fort McClellan. Oh, see, it's been going on a while. That's that one where we discovered all the FEMA camps from insiders. Makes it clear that the operations described in the manual apply to both CONUS and OCONUS, meaning inside the continental United States and outside the continental United States. Yeah, like the re-education camps as well. And see, here's the deal. 6 months ago, on the public, you know, Fed websites where they put out the contracts, hundreds of millions a month just getting the company teams ready to be able to activate FEMA camps within 74 hours or 72 hours. I forget the exact amount. So see, they're getting them out of deep freeze. They're firing them up. They're prepping them. And they're lining and they're doing drills just everywhere to get you acclimated. So what's going on down there at the city hall with all the shooting? Oh, it's just a drill. They're taking out some terrorists. Let me continue here. Again, it's acclimation. They're converting you from a free country to a slave country with the TSA, all of it. The document outlines how military assets will be used to help local and state authorities to restore and maintain law and order in the event of a loss of riots, civil unrest, and declaration of martial law. Oh, declaration of martial law. Because, you know, the things collapse, but the bankers have got a plan to fix it. They're good people. World government run by guys. Do we have the clip about slaves of the bankers? Let's again. This is who our military works for. People are like, "Don't be mean to our military, boy." Okay, I mean, if the Russians were in command of our government, would I be supposed to fall down to the military? Again, foreign banks took over. They want to destroy our way of life. We've got to tell the military what they're being trained for is illegal. And explain to them that they're going to engineer this where it looks like what they're doing is good to set the precedent for the open occupation. And then the military is just going to bring in force while the TSA has their way with us. Okay? That's the plan. And the IRS rapes your bank accounts and tracks your purchases with the new cashless system coming out. You still have cash. You're just going to face scan and thumbprint to buy and sell. The cameras are going in everywhere. Now let's go ahead. And it's just instant. You just walk in and soon you'll just pay with your face. They're admitting that. Notice they're rolling it all out now. They're just getting you ready. Here they are telling you who runs our military. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to be excited about in that.
And they go on to say, well, we're slaves, but we kind of need to be. You know, this is kind of cool. It's kind of cool right now what's happening. Because there's no world government, though. I mean, police, you can walk right in, to your training room and go right in the files and pull out 20 years of files saying, if someone says foreign banks are taking over, they're terrorists that want to kill cops. But it's all admitted. Hundreds of articles a month coming out admitting world government run by bankers. So, can you think one step ahead? They're going to blow up police stations, the globalists are, to then blame it on what's left of America, so you get in a fight with us so we kill each other. That's the plan. That's Oklahoma City Part 2. Are we smart enough to not go along with this? Probably not. Probably not. It's going to be too much fun and the pageantry of the big funerals for the dead cops and the president coming, and we're going to get these radicals, and, you know, cops will get to fold the flags and everything, and ooh, we'll get on your little motorcycles and have a parade, and you'll shake the hand of the people that kill the cops. Because it's fun to get invited to the party. And then you can start a civil war with the American people trying to take their guns, in which tens of thousands of police will be killed, but that won't be on the news. Those will be quiet funerals. Just the first ones the president goes to, well, those will be the big ones. And it'll all be very exciting, of course. After they've killed me, if they get away with that, there'll be lots of demonization stories and horrible things I did on the news. You'll get to learn how, you know, Mad Dog Ben Richards, the butcher of Bakersfield. Why, here's the video of him doing it. I mean, you know the running man doesn't lie. I mean, there's Whitman, Price, and Haddad. Their debt to society paid in full, basking in the Maui sun. Of course, they're really dead. Well, I tell you, this is really a creepy field manual. Earmarked for Homeland Patrols and gun confiscation. I don't know. You might want to get this article out to everybody, or maybe it's too real for everybody. Maybe this is too real. Maybe I should just shut up. Hey, you know what? Things are collapsing. We're going to need the Army, Alex. Hey, Alex, you got it all wrong. The Army isn't trying to take our freedom. They got to do this because things are collapsing. Oh, really? 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 Tell me something I don't know. Yes, I know they're going to be rolled out during the collapse, but the collapse was engineered, Jack. And I told you about it long before it even began. I'm so tired of people calling me going, Alex, did you know 9/11 is an inside job? No, I didn't know that. I'd never imagined that. I'd never talked about that. It is so frustrating sometimes to just have the evil right out in the open and the globalists and all these documents saying they're going to reduce the world population by at least 80% after this control grid's in place, and they're following an exact program. So I know what they're going to do next in general moves. I know what the next phase is. And I have to sit here like a movie I've seen 20 times. But now I'm living it in the real world and knowing what's going to happen next. And I go out and listen to the general public, and they sound like idiots. They sound like they don't even know what planet they're on. And then the elite are like, well, that's why you should join us. When I've had big media people offer me jobs and things like that, it's always like, you've noticed how stupid the public is. And you've noticed that they're jealous of your success. And they would tear you apart if they ever could. All you can do is survive within the system and try to work from within. It's not perfect, but believe me, you're not going to help these people. They don't want to be helped, Alex. And I know there's a lot of powerful people listening right now who were given those same speeches. They're like, wow, yeah, it's a standard speech, okay? It is a standard deal. Those people are just mid-level, okay? At the top, the globalists have a master plan that's published in many different places. It's always the same report, just in different variants of set up a world government, get control, exterminate the population in phases, blaming it on natural or terrorist causes, finally remove the population down to 10% of what it was, publicly they say 80, and then the deeper manuals are go ahead and kill most of that 10%, down to less than 1% of the world population, with the elite merging with super technologies and living forever. Now, I don't know if that's really going to happen or not, but that's their game plan. Now, let me ask police and military. Do you think you got a place in that plan? Do you think you can make a deal with this group that gives you DU knowing it's going to kill you? I rest my case. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
That bad of news. We've spent off and on 3 weeks putting together this video that I haven't even decided the name of yet. I extended the show into the fourth hour today coming up. But every six, seven, eight videos that are long and have a lot of edits in them, you get what we call the wheel of death on a Mac computer with Final Cut Pro. And it had been compressing the 20-minute video for about 3 hours when it got the wheel of death. So the wheel of death, as we call it. And so we are going to air it tonight. Who knows? This project's taking so long, it might be 50 years from now. We put a lot of work into it. Aaron's busted his butt on it. It's like a mini documentary about the nature and secrets of humanity and our destiny and the key crossroads we're at. I mean, it's one of the most important things we've ever produced. But I had an incredible first hour. I think I was really flowing with on public displays of understanding here. I was jogging this morning and I was having these understandings, and I was actually able to telegraph it with some degree of oratory purity during the first hour. That's coming up. Going to retransmit in about 30 minutes. We got some guests coming on. But we should be able to air this big special report tonight on the nightly news if it compresses in the next 4 or 5 hours. 7 o'clock tonight is when the show airs, so we've got it done by 7. We can put it in somewhere there. But do not hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. If not, it'll be top posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com throughout the weekend. I'm going to just put out a memo and say, leave it at the top, please. Because it's time for gut check, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot believe we're letting a bunch of weird, deceptive criminals run things. So what if they've got a bunch of sophisticated propaganda? Once you're aware of who they are, it doesn't matter. And the people that are going to carry it out for them have no idea what they're part of, on average. And we're here telling you the magic trick. Let's go to DJ, and then we'll go to others. Go ahead, DJ in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say, obviously, I wouldn't feel comfortable starting the conversation out with saying thank you very much for everything you do.
Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you.
No, I really appreciate it. But the new news that's going up right now, Army Manual outlines plan to kill rioters. You know, I, myself and a bunch of friends, we're here from Minnesota, and we did plan on going down to Tampa, you know, for the RNC. We're Ron Paul supporters. Do you think that this kind of falls in a timeline with what's going on, kind of how this comes out, and then the RNC is happening in August, and then this lady that you talked to before me is saying they're talking about martial law in October, which is 2 months after the RNC, about a month before the election. Do you think that they're kind of gearing up for, like, some...
Well, listen, the feds do this. The feds do this to get police and military to really hump it. Now, it doesn't mean that one day they won't actually pull the trigger with a hot takeover, but it's the drilling that actually brings in the martial law. We're already in it to a great extent, where not even bonded law enforcement, not even peace officers, federal or state, are groping you and your family and now on the highways. I mean, we're already in, they're already taking your bank account without a judge, jury, or anything, the IRS is. We're already under martial law to a great extent. They told police 6 months before they staged the H1N1, which turned out was manufactured, was staged, it was a simulant virus, wasn't even really that dangerous. All that came out. We were able to break it here. Years later, it was confirmed by the EU Commission and others. They told police that we had on, and they told an emergency manager head of a major city in Indiana that we had on the show, not saying his name, that there would be a million dead in Illinois, Indiana, that there would be martial law from flu that season. Just getting them ready so when the feds created fear, local constabulary would buy into the hysteria, and then rumors would spread. So it's the same thing. They go to cops. They go, yeah, we're going to go, you know, we've leased this neighborhood and this area. We're going to do urban drills. And, you know, if we see any crime, we're going to have the military deal with it. How's that sound? And it's all to get the cops used to it. And so you go to North St. Louis. You do the drill. It freaks out some cops. That identifies who's awake. Other cops show they'll go along with it. They're marked down as they're ready to go. It's all a gauging. It's like the globalists are going to the grocery store, squeezing on different fruits and vegetables to, you know, decide, well, is this avocado ripe? You know, is this grapefruit ready? There's a thumping of the watermelon. There's a checking of the onion. There's a squeezing of the potato. There's a you know, messing with the carrots to see if they're dehydrated. They're the you know, the devilish spiders of the New World are crawling over their babies. You know, oh, this one isn't evil. Get rid of him. Bye-bye, cop. Ah. Oh, this military person isn't for gun confiscation. Send them for their fifth tour in Afghanistan and make sure they get extra shots. Oh, you like to take guns? How does Colonel Johnson sound? As a sergeant, you killed some citizens and took guns. The FBI said you'd served well. You're going on the fast track. We want to put you in college for officer training. Really, me? Yes, you. You're going to the top, like pedophiles they hire at the TSA. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I have been so busy since we announced the winners last Friday of the InfoWars.com Nightly News Reporter Contest that I haven't had a chance to get them on until now. And we've got Jakari waiting in the wings. We've also got Jennifer, who we're going to go to first here in just a moment. And then we've got all these other great reporters who we've got to fly down here or do preliminary interviews with and see if they want to join this crazy team, because we definitely need the help. And by the way, I've done 2.5 hours here and have not plugged any products or anything. You notice most talk show hosts, it's every other break or plugging something, because people don't listen to a lot of the commercials anymore. So you do the plugs live on air. I'm not doing that because I'm so focused on all the news. And then I'm looking at the bank accounts, and we need to raise some more money to be able to expand in the face of this tyranny, because we just can't send reporters out to everything that's happening, like what's going on in St. Louis with the martial law takeover drill that was confirmed, gun confiscation drills, the Army documents, how they're preparing them for it. This is some scary stuff. So be sure and visit InfoWarsShop.com for the best prices on the water filters, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the end the TSA, not in the Fed. We've got those too. But in the TSA, next time I fly, I'm flying with that. And when they don't like it, I'm going to go, hey, you don't like my First Amendment? Is it bad, too? You're going to tell me to freeze? Oh, you're getting in my face. Go get the cops. Because you're not even a cop. You're a joke. Oh, you don't want me to fly? Good. I'll sue you individually. Oh, sure, we'll get maybe thrown out of court. But wait till I put private investigators on you. How are you going to like that? See, I'm done playing games with these people. I'm ranting. Let's go to our guest. We're going to have him back in the future, and I hope that we can work something out and hire Ja'Kari Jackson and Jennifer Collins and four or five of the other reporters because it's just hiring people's a big job. But very soon we're going to try to get folks down there, but they are the financial winners, $5,000. I'm told those are going to be mailed out today to Jennifer Collins and Ja'Kari Jackson. Since they're on Skype, we can only go to one at a time. Let's go to Jennifer Collins for a few minutes first. Jennifer, thank you for coming on. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to actually get to speak with you.
And this is the first time we've talked. Your video Skype just froze. That's fine. How did you wake up to the New World Order? Tell folks about the submission that you put in. We've got the top video at, on our YouTube channel is your entry and Ja'Kari's entry if folks want to see them. But, I mean, tell folks about yourself and the InfoWar and about the piece that you did.
Okay. Well, actually, I started really listening to your show around Fukushima when that catastrophe happened. I had actually listened to your show before that, but that's when I started really listening every day because it was the only one revealing what was really going on over there in Japan during that whole catastrophe. My piece, I actually submitted two different submissions. And the first one, you know, I wasn't that passionate, and I had actually never done anything like this before. A friend had actually told me about the competition, and then I saw it on your show, and they encouraged me to enter it, and I said, no, I really didn't think I had a chance at being considered, even. So I saw Dan Dadani's piece with Ron Paul, which was completely awesome, because he actually got to interview Dr. Paul. And that really inspired me.
We got to hire Dan Bedondi, even though he didn't win, because everybody just loves Dan Bedondi.
Oh, he's great. And actually getting up there and speaking to him, I mean, that takes a lot of fortitude. And he wasn't nervous, or he didn't appear to be nervous, and he really just went for it. And that's very impressive.
Well, that's why you won, because out of all the incredible ladies, and we want to try to hire some of the others as well, is because you came up with a good idea for a report, you did a professional job, and that's what we're looking for. You did a great job. Tell folks about your report.
Well, I went to a Mitt Romney rally, and in a little naivety, I actually thought I'd at least be able to shout a question at him. This was when CISPO was really hitting your site and the importance of that bill and how it squashes all of citizens' rights. And I thought I'd at least be able to scream at him, you know, how do you feel about CISPA? Because we know how he responded to the NDAA, that he would sign the order as well. So when I got there, he had this whole area set up, and I was told he was going to come out to speak after he was speaking inside on a college campus. And he wasn't coming out. And so I decided, well, you know what, I'm going to go in there and see if he's coming out to speak. They had everything set up. I mean, it was very different.
But he didn't come out because there was nobody there. And I love how your piece shows there were more cops there than people to see Mitt Romney. No one I know has ever seen one of his bumper stickers except Richard Reeves in Dallas saw one.
I haven't seen it. And I've had people ask me, you know, I've never seen any other bumper sticker except for Ron Paul bumper stickers. And that's the only bumper stickers. I actually saw one Rick Santorum, I think, last week.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul was the real winner. They stole the first, you know, two states from him. And that's one reason I'm irritated with Ron Paul. I'm not mad at him. I just am irritated that he won't stand up and say what we all know.
Right. Yeah, it's very frustrating because he is the real winner. I mean, he was cheated out of Iowa. He was cheated out of Maine. I mean, there's so many states he's cheated. If you look at the maps of the reporting, it looks so skewed. I mean, really, you're coming in at 10 to 12% in every county. Counties don't vote like that. Those counties are usually, because I've been watching county returns for years since 2002, or actually 2000. And they just don't look like that normally. They have, you know, this person wins a lot more percentages somewhere else. that this person doesn't intestate, and it just really looks suspicious. And it's just fraud at this point with that.
Now, you're in Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yes.
Let me just, I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, and I know Rob Dew is going to be working on some of the hiring in the first phase has, but I'll just say it now. Are you ready to move down here to Austin, Texas?
Well, I really, really, really want to. I don't know. I might have to consider maybe a correspondent position if I were to be hired right now, just because I'm in school and I'm trying to finish that up. But it's so tempting, believe me. I really would love to.
What are you going to school for?
I'm getting my PhD.
Oh, cool. I'm just curious. PhD in what?
In theater.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, you know, the whole world is a stage, and each of us players upon it.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, that's exactly what we're planning, is to try to hire some of the people, obviously not at a, you know, for as much money, but to be correspondents and to go around and do reports for us. But where you would have the maximum effect would be right here in the, you know, center of the resistance. And there's so many great people, and you did an amazing job. And so certainly, how long do you get your PhD?
How long?
Yeah.
Well, I'm finishing up a lot of things by December this year. And after that, I'm just writing a dissertation.
All right.
No big deal.
All right. Well, listen, very exciting. We'll be in touch with you. Congratulations on winning. And your check for $5,000 is in the mail, as they say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great job. All right, folks. There goes Jennifer Collins. She won from her great state there, and she is the winner of the female contest. And again, as I said, don't feel bad if you didn't win the money, because a lot of these women and men are saying, well, I can't actually move there. So it all comes down to who wants to move here, and quite a few of them do want to move here. So there's a lot of things going on, but this is very, very exciting. Now, talking to Ja'Kari Jackson, I believe he's in Oklahoma. And I certainly hope he's ready to get down here. If not, correspondence is great. It's just we're so busy, we'll never be able to really correspond. We need people actually here to really, really see how the soup gets made around here. But Ja'Kari Jackson did a great job with his report. Ja'Kari, thank you for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Hey, so tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think of winning the contest. Tell folks about your report.
Well, first of all, I want to give all glory to God and Christ my Savior. I mean, that's the most important thing I could say, if nothing else. My report is something I went out and shot with my dad. He was actually my cameraman. We just went out one day. I was flipping through the newspaper, and I saw the advertisement for the luchador run. And I decided to go out there. Like I said, if nothing else, it would be visually interesting, you know, because I could have went to the library and got, you know, the same answers from people. But, you know, it's a visually interesting setting. So we went out there and we shot it, and lo and behold, people liked it. And then I was inspired by what you did with the Prometheus and also the Hunger Games, you know, how you analyze the films. So, you know, it's a few things that I remembered. Because I showed the clip from Transformers, and I remember after I was watching Transformers 3, you know, first time sitting in the theater, that just pinged in my head that this guy wants to hack into all, you know, all communications. And they also do something similar in the Avengers movie. So it seems like something they're kind of pushing this hack, you know, your devices, you know, these cameras, this kind of police state.
Sure, they do that in the last Batman too, where they break into all the systems, but for the good, and they're just letting us know, hey, we're really breaking into your devices.
Yeah, it's a bit extreme. I mean, it's not extreme as far as it couldn't happen. It's just extreme in that they would employ that kind of a tactic.
It is. Well, you won. You're getting $5,000.
And thank you very much.
No. Thank you for the great job. But here's the question: are you ready to come down here and, you know, jump in the deep end?
You know, Alex, I'm interested in the full time position, but I definitely want to explore all aspects. You know, I heard you mention something about possibly doing some voice work, and you know, I just like to look at all possible, you know, avenues and aspects before making, you know, any definite decision.
Sure. I'm just throwing this out on air because I haven't had time to call all you folks yet on the phone, and Rob Dew's doing that. But I'm telling you, again, opportunity, when it comes knocking on your door, you got to take it.
I understand
it's
that.
Kinda like, it's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi telling Luke Skywalker, you need to come with me to Alderaan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because there's a lot of stuff going on here. And I'm very excited about the work you did, and I'd love to have you down there as a reporter. So we definitely have to haggle that out. In fact, I'll try to call you sometime next week. We'll set up some meetings with all the reporters.
And if I could plug somebody, I'm a Dan Bondi fan myself. I had a chance to. We've been sending a few messages back and forth on YouTube, and I got the chance to look at some of his other videos, and I really like the guy. He has a very genuine, you know, sense about him. His reports are bold, they're interesting. I like the report he did about he did a brief report something about Star Trek or something like that. He seems like a cool guy, and not just him. I like Stuart Howe and David Knight and a bunch of those other guys.
Yeah, Stuart Howe's been calling me. I've been so busy, I haven't even had time to listen to the messages. I've got to call him. I'm going to set it up next week, but here's the deal. The correspondence thing is great, and I don't have the money to hire everybody full-time here. The problem is we're so busy, we need core people. See, next phase would be getting correspondence. We need to get four or five people totally trained on how we do all this so that then they could be above the next level who we train as correspondents, because we're such a small group. I don't even have the reporters most times now to send people to something that's really important. So we're trying to get to that next level, and I hope that we can work something out to get you down here. I mean, I understand you enter a contest to see if you can do it. Now you've won. You know, there's that big plunge.
But, just looking at the submissions, if I could, you know, just throw a few other names out there. I really like the ladies. They had, you know, some real strong ladies. I got contacted by Melissa and I can't remember. I'm pulling a blank here. She was one of the, I want to say her name was Mary Moore.
Yes.
She did a very, I think she had one of the best as far as production-wise.
We're going to contact everybody. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, everybody on there. Dave, was it Dave Brickman, the guy with the stash, mustache?
Oh yeah.
Everybody. I mean, I really liked his. He had a lot of personality, and I don't want to name them all because I know I'm going to forget somebody. Linda West. Man, just everybody. I'm sure a lot of people who didn't make the top 10.
Well, again, everyone in the top 10 and most people in the top 20 or so could be great reporters here. I was going off of who overall I think would be the best at interviewing people, doing news reports and things like that. And that's why you and Jennifer both won, because if I had to choose blind, you know, without just off the videos, without interviewing you, knowing more, you guys would be my choice. But all the people, again, that's what felt so bad about this, was that folks were so great. Everybody was so wonderful that it was really painful. I felt like I was doing something bad, not making everybody first place.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to choose, because I had no idea you had 600 plus submissions. I'm sure I was like a lot of people. I'm like, when are they going to announce the winner of the contest? But, you know, I didn't know you guys were so overwhelmed with the number of submissions that you received.
It was really more than 600. It was more than six. But Deuce said the others didn't follow any of the rules. But, yeah, we got 600 decent submissions, about 100 really good ones, and about 20 or 30 really fantastic pieces.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad you guys, you know, considered me to be in the top 10. That was such a shock for me. You know, somebody to tell me I made the top 10 on Facebook, and that was a real surprise for me. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I remember when you announced that, well, put me on the top 10, I got 1,000 hits on my YouTube page overnight, which was a big deal for me. I know some people got way, way more than that, but for me, that's a big deal. You know, it gave, you know, other people a chance to see what I could do. And I'm really appreciative of you and InfoWars and all the guys down there.
Well, I know that obviously Jakari, folks like you and Jennifer have their families, their friends. You're in Oklahoma. She's up in Ohio. I hope we can work something out to get you down here, because
I'm definitely interested. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Oklahoma's a lot closer than Ohio too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, for me, how I kind of got, you know, I guess woken up was back in 2000, I believe it was 2007, when I saw the film Loose Change. And, up until that time, I just kind of believed, you know, just whatever I was told about, you know, anything. And I saw Loose Change, and, you know, we can talk about the physics of a building falling down and all that stuff. But the thing that really hit home for me in the Loose Change film was just the simplicity of the passport of escaping the plane that hit the tower.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, so it flew out of his pocket, missed the fireball, landed on the ground, but then after two buildings fell on top of it, they found it. It's just the sheer common sense of something like that. And then after that, things with the Pentagon and how they didn't find any wings at the Pentagon and just all that. And that kind of opened up, the kind of Pandora's box for me, which I was like a lot of people, at that time, like, okay, I mean, I'm moved by that. I think it can be real, but, what do I do? What can I do? How can I affect change? And, I kind of sat on it for a little bit. And, I see things here and there that, kind of woke me up and I go back to sleep and woke me up and went back to sleep. And then just eventually it kind of got to the point. I guess I started listening to your show regularly back in 2010, and seeing all the stuff that you guys do and all the great guests. I love Gerald Celente. And just seeing all the stuff you do, and it's real inspiring to me. So that kind of pushed me to,
Jakari Jackson, you inspire us. Come back because I have a word of encouragement for you.
Sure,
I want to tell you and Jennifer, don't think you don't have it. Don't think you can't come take a job here thinking you won't, do a good job. I can spot talent. You guys will both kick butt. I hope you take the job.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't throw everything behind the fight against tyranny, we're going to lose our society. A couple new articles up at Infowars.com. July 6, 1775, a predecessor to the Declaration of Independence. Key article by Kurt Nemo. Also, Army Manual outlines plan to kill rioters, demonstrators in America. Oh, Watson added demonstrators. It says demonstrators, too. And gun confiscation, that's a very important article. Phase 2 extended American Patriots launch guerrilla op on Obama. Again, guerrilla, which means in Spanish, guerrilla, small war or info war. New TSA policy ordering travelers to freeze on command. Israel plans Lebanon invasion after Syria falls. TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Spy drone buzzes journalists secluded home. That, of course, is Joseph Farah. That story's up at DrudgeReport.com. Okay, going back here to Jakari Jackson. Jakari, very exciting talking to you, both the winners. And again, we'll be talking to you next week about trying to work out coming down here, of not being a correspondent. Problem is you'll have to bug us about giving you work to do if we get so busy. Months go by. But anything else you'd like to add to viewers and listeners out there?
I want to say hi to Jennifer. She did a great job, and congratulate her and her win. You know, I'm just real, real happy, you know, thrilled, excited, you know, that you guys considered me, you know, to the point, just not only to win the contest, but, you know, for a position, which I really appreciate. Cause I was actually, I'm a journalism student, I guess kind of was. I sent my, my professor an email telling I wasn't coming back, but, that $5,000 would be, you know, great benefit to me to, you know, knock out some of those student loans and things of that nature. But, I mean, I really appreciate you guys and Du and Chris, your producer, and, you know, all you guys have been so kind to me, you know, since the time that I, you know, entered the contest.
Sure. Well, I can imagine for you and Jennifer, it probably feels like jumping, you know, out into the night out of an airplane. You don't know where you're going, what it would be like. So come down. We're going to fly you guys down, see it. And I'm not going to expect people that are raw talent to just instantly know all this. I come from nowhere as a guy that didn't, you know, went down and turned a camera on with a light and was talking about, you know, the New World Order 17 years ago. So we're here to develop raw talent. I mean, Aaron Dykes, I mean, he's got a degree in journalism and stuff, or is it political science from UT, also film school. But, you know, he'll tell you he really learned everything here because, this is the real world. And so this is being thrown into the deep end. You learn to swim really fast. So I think it's a great opportunity, but it's also important. You know, you could get into it slow or something, be a correspondent for a while, finish getting your degree. I just hope there's a country at the end of it because things are moving quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Every time I look around, it seems like the police state is just getting a little bit more aggressive. I remember I was reading the article, I believe it was in Colorado Springs, where they're going to start wearing full riot gear at all times, even doing traffic stops.
Yes, I saw that. It's getting, and France is going to put breathalyzers in all the cars.
Oh, I missed that one.
It's amazing. Well, here's one more point about it. Just for any media people out there, in my experience, getting a degree is fine, but in something like media, it's changing so fast. What matters in media is that you get that first job or that you become a reporter and show what you can do. That's why, I mean, take somebody, I'm not trying to sell you guys. The point is, take somebody like Jennifer, she's getting her, you know, her master's or PhD in acting in theater. Well, believe me, what matters is not just having a degree, and that's great and shows you have dedication. It's actually getting on the air. It's actually doing it. That's what people look at. It's called getting your big break, Jakari.
Yeah. I realized that because I saw the video with Salente, Why College is a Scam, and that really kind of questioned some of the aspects I had of some of the thoughts I had about education. So, I mean, I definitely agree with what you're saying. It's not just about having a piece of paper. You know, can you go out there and perform? So I definitely hear you out on that.
Hey, listen, you're awesome. We'll talk to you next week. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with a special report. And tonight, that special video, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In July, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there.
and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.